attitude of worship. And God's so good, eh? I was thinking this afternoon that we're such a diverse group of people. That's not saying that I wouldn't hang out with you outside of the church, but isn't it awesome how God just puts people together and that we all come together around one person, not a building, not a set of principles, but around Jesus Christ. And there would probably be no other reason why we would naturally get together for a hobby or for a cause, except that Jesus has invaded our life, which is awesome. We're here together, we're growing together, and it's an awesome journey. So we're just going to spend a few moments. I just want to share a few thoughts. We're going to take communion. We're going to come around this thing that we celebrate, especially at Easter, but all the time in this place. And it's the fact that Jesus died. Not only did he die, as we heard before, but he rose again. That's good news, yeah? This whole concept of communion, this whole thing that we do of communion, I'm really glad that God, that Jesus gave us a command to do it. Because I think he was thinking about me when he said this, that I need things intentionally in my life for me to do them. And communion's one of those things. Maybe you'll like that as well, that if he would have said, it's a good idea to every time you guys meet to remember me in this thing we call communion, maybe it would never happen. Maybe if he said that when your love just overflows to such an extent, how about you remember the sacrifice that I paid? Maybe it would seldom happen. But yet he commands us to, as we meet, we come around this thing called communion. We remember what Jesus has done. And I'm glad that he commanded us to do it. A few years ago, I was at Bible college, and one of the subjects we did was we were studying about revivals. Awesome topic about outpourings of God and just these awesome times in history where there's just this sovereign hand of God on the life of the church and people outside the church, everything's going on. And some of the key attributes of revivals, one of them was prayer. There was another thing, and it was communion. And it was something that was noted in every major move of God, was just this emphasis on communion. It was about the church coming back to this place of remembering the sacrifice that Jesus made. And in all the outpourings of God, communion was a heavy focus. And there's other streams that probably do this better than us. And but we wanted to not remember Jesus and the sacrifice that he paid in what we call communion. And I want to read something from the Bible. I want to read what the Apostle Paul said about this remembrance, about communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It's a fairly famous, fairly common verse, group of verses, but I just want to read them. Just listen as I read these. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Verse 26 says this, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Amazing verse there that says, whenever you eat this bread, whenever you drink this cup, you proclaim, you declare, you announce the Lord's death until he comes. Memories are so important. especially remembering what God has done for us, is so important. And we see in the Old Testament that when God did something amazing for people, they often had a remembrance there. They either piled some rocks up or did something that they could look back and say, God's done an awesome thing in this place. Remembrance is so important. Remembering back, especially what God has done for us, is critical. But let's not just reduce us coming around what Jesus has done in this time of communion to just remembrance, because it's so much more than that. We can have Remembrance Day. Let's not just reduce it to just a mind remembrance. But here in verse 26, it says you proclaim, as you take this bread, as you take this cup, you actually proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. When we think about the Lord's death, what is the purpose of it? In Isaiah 53, it talks about the fact that Jesus died for our sin and our sickness. It's through the death of Jesus that we have salvation. And as we come to times like this and we come around the broken body of Jesus, the blood of Jesus represented in these elements. We're not just remembering about history. We're making a declaration that we are saved through the blood of Jesus. We're making a declaration to ourselves. We're making a declaration to everybody else. We're making a declaration to the supernatural realm that we are saved through the blood of Jesus. It's times like this that we also can make a declaration and pray in faith and believe God for people that aren't yet followers of Jesus Christ, that they might one day come and experience this awesome salvation that Jesus gives us. It's a declaration of our salvation. It's more than just memories, although they're awesome. But as we physically take the bread, as we physically take this grape juice, we're declaring that we've received this awesome grace of God. We're now a son and a daughter of God. What an amazing declaration to make. What an amazing thing to be part of as we partake of this tonight. Isaiah 53 says that he bore our sicknesses, that by his stripes we are healed. By the floggings, by the brutal thing that Jesus suffered, the whipping, we are healed. When we come to communion tonight, we're coming and we're making a declaration that as we take this, as we come around, not just a remembrance, but a declaration, we're announcing that by his stripes we are healed. The healing was already paid for 2,000 years ago. We've got the privilege in this moment in time to walk in the healing and journey in what it means to be healed by something that was paid for 2,000 years ago. Tonight, as you come and you partake of the bread and the juice, you're not just casting your memory back to what Jesus did, which is so well depicted in movies like The Passion. But we're declaring tonight that the things that Jesus went through, the sacrifice, that we are healed. We're learning to walk into this dimension that Although sometimes the pain is still in our body, but he has bought, he has paid for our healing at the cross. And I think as we come round the Lord's table, come round this thing called communion, come round and remember what Jesus has done, I just think it starts to impact our life when we come and declare about what he's done and what he's going to do. Tonight we're just going to sing this song, Behold Again. And I encourage you to come out, take the cup, the juice, take the bread. Maybe you want to move off to the side. Maybe you want to go back to your seat, whatever it is. But come out and help yourself to be part of not only remembrance, but a declaration of our salvation and a declaration of what Jesus has already bought for our healing. I encourage you to, as you come out, to just let a prayer come out of your heart of thanksgiving. I love this verse that we just read, and it says that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he gave thanks. In his midnight hour of betrayal, he was able to give thanks. Let's be people that give thanks, even if it's for a family member who doesn't know Christ yet. Maybe we're just believing for a supernatural touch of God in our physical bodies. Tonight's the night to come and declare what he has done for us. Can we all stand together? We're just going to worship God with this song again. And when you're ready, come out and partake of these elements. Interesting is that Smith Wigglesworth took communion every day. Bill Johnson takes communion every day. Why am I saying this? I don't know why. But Jesus commands us to, as we meet, let's gather around the cross. We can reduce it to a religious exercise. The emphasis is not how regular we do it. The emphasis is how it affects our life. I encourage you tonight to not do it as a religious exercise just because he's commanded us to do it. But do it because he's so worth it. He's done everything for us. And let's remember, let's celebrate this sacrifice tonight.